Welcome to Fancastic, the fan podcast reviewing your favorite shows. I'm your host, Lauren Galloway. This week, we will be reviewing the new Psych episode entitled Right Turn or Left for Dead. I found this episode so well written, so clever, lots of feely, heartbreaking moments. It was just such an amazing episode. So today I have with me three of my nearest and dearest friends, Stephanie and Lacey from last week, and a new guest responder, Amanda. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Fancastic.
Welcome. Fancastic. We are your fantastic ladies, and we will be reviewing Right Turn or Left for Dead.
I love it when the on-air button goes on.
So tonight we have Stephanie, we have Lacey.
Hello.
Hey.
So the episode was inspired by the movie Sliding Doors. Have you guys seen that movie before?
Yes, because I love John Hannah more than I should.
Oh, John Hannah.
Yeah.
I have seen it. So I just remember Gwyneth Paltrow getting onto a subway.
That's the right movie, right? On to the subway.
Okay. That was probably something totally different.
No, you're right.
It is, because the subway doors keep sliding closed or something.
Yeah. Every time they slide closed, she's like the other... I'm just making stuff up now, I don't know.
That's where the split comes, just like the taxi.
I thought the taxi thing, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, that blew my mind. I was like, whoa, what's happening?
Me too. I'm not really sure how to go about doing that.
I loved it. It was a really awesome touch and a really cool special effect.
Mm-hmm. It was very cool.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And it definitely made the point come across that, whoa, hold on, there's two things going on here. Two separate stories. Even though, I mean, we already knew, but it definitely, like, that was the...
That was the moment.
That was the moment when I was like, hold on, we're about to go on two different rides.
I like, well, like it was like light and dark. Like it was like sunshiny colors for like the positive side and then like really cold. Yeah. Like
they black, used like, a different film or whatever.
For like
the filters were really cool. And when they like had them up at the same time, you're like, oh, this is actually the real one.
The Instagram psych, what just happened? All the filters.
Hipstamatic.
There was a lot of really, like, intricate setups with, like, the two realities going on. Like, when you saw both at the same time, there was, like, little, just, like, slight differences and just, like, the choreography to get them all in the same spots and everything. But I do have to point one thing out, and I love Psych. It is the Wind Beneath My Wings, the Hallow to My Ween, the Doctor to My Who, but they made a huge error in continuity on one of the photographs.
Really?
They've mixed up the photographs the first time you see them, and then flipped them the second two times.
I noticed that.
I had to go back and rewatch it. And says, wait a minute, that's not Corey, that's Eric. And I was really confused because I didn't know if that was me being crazy, but I had to go back and I watched it. And then, like, the second or third time they had it right, and the first time they had it incorrect. So when they show the picture during the hospital, it's... The wrong pictures.
Oh.
Wow. I didn't catch that. I mean, because I was...
I'm a crazy person.
You're looking at Lassiter's hair or something. I don't know.
Well, you're an editor. That's your job, is to notice continuity.
I just...
Other than that, like...
I just noticed that it was not consistent.
They kept it all together, I thought. Like, it was really, like, complicated.
I mean, did you notice...
Yeah, I just noticed that there was something that wasn't consistent. I didn't notice what it was, but I knew that, like, the pictures were wrong. I was like, what's going on? Wait, I'm confused for a second. Then I got over it.
Yeah, I thought they got it wrong the second time, but then the third time. And then you see one of the dead bodies, and they're like, that's Eric or whatever, and it was the same as the picture, the second picture. So it was just the first time they showed the picture. They showed her the wrong one. So, no, that is Corey.
So, but it wasn't, I love the Siri shout out. When Sean was like,
oh, seriously.
What does this mean?
That was so funny.
Although, I mean, because
I love that.
If I ask Siri anything, she lies to me or talks back to me, or I think my Siri, like, I mean, if I asked her right now, you know, who Timothy Amundsen was, she'd be like, "What?" Or
let me,
you know, where is Siri?
Let's all ask Siri a question. You want to do it, Liz?
She hates me. I'm telling you, she doesn't even care.
I liked the definition of what beef log was, though.
Change your day. Let me think. It pulled up James Roday. She knows who James Roday is. She must be like best buds.
Think about it, though. Well, they're best buds because they were talking about each other, like in the episode. So
that's true.
Siri has a Roday crush.
Siri, do you love James Roday?
This is about you, Lacey, not me.
She said this is about you, Lacey, not me.
Out.
I know.
She just called you out, but
you
she's
got
wrong.
Me, Siri. You got me. We could ask her the same thing, like what is a beef log? Can we do that?
See if you get the same answer.
What is a beef log?
Would you like me to search the web for what is a beef log?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I don't know how they made it answer correctly then, because Siri's really rude.
They contacted Apple directly and said, get this lady who records Siri's voice. Get the computer. We need it.
They probably just pieced together all of the words they needed.
Definitely. You know what I want? I want
Siri for like a day.
I want Siri to sing the next version of
I know,
the song. And then the music would just be done with that little doo-doo.
Yes.
It'd be like different tones.
But this is about you, not me.
I loved Woody outside the wedding reception.
Oh, and he was drinking a Long Island iced tea.
He was so drunk, and he said something like, it was a party in your liver, but the pancreas wasn't invited, and what it doesn't know won't hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the pancreas doesn't know how to party.
That's right.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I just love Kurt Fuller anyway. I'm so glad that the episode, like, continued at the end of the, so like,
funny.
The wedding.
I loved how in the morgue, when he served Gus to Biscotti in the other timeline, Lassiter said, hey, that looks like my wedding set.
Yeah, and... And the biscottis were from the gift bags.
He's got little sticky fingers that we didn't know about.
So I mean, allergic to the gold dust and the biscotti and not the dog?
No, it's the gold. Yeah, it's the gold dust.
Okay.
The gold dust.
Did you guys notice that the gift bag had a revolver with a red rose sticking out of it?
Yeah, just like the invitation.
So cool.
Probably just like the centerpieces.
Probably.
There were gun centerpieces.
I need to know who came up with that. Did Lassie come up with that, or did Marlo come up with that?
It's a combination. He's the gun, and she's the rose.
Well, I know that, but did he come up with that? Like, I mean, I just imagine, like, you know, when Lassie was throwing this together in, like, one day, was he sitting there on his computer on Photoshop, like...
And roses.
Yeah.
I bet he made the gun, and then she's like, we need a rose, and it became that.
Make it a little more girly.
I love when she called him. And he said, it's the wife.
That's
what we talked about last week, about how we wanted her to be involved in the episode, even if she wasn't actually on it. We just to know that, like, you know, she was there making spaghetti.
And then he told the puppy to tell her hi, and the puppy said hi.
Yeah.
That made me happy. Like, I mean, at points I was like, that dog's making too much noise.
That dog is so cute.
But when the dog said hi, I was like, yes, more.
I love how last he was just holding the dog. And
like a baby.
Completely chilling. I want to know where they came up with the idea of a Swedish nightclub.
Seriously. That was so funny. Oh.
Siri did it?
Seriously? Siri. I wonder if there's a lot of Swedes in Vancouver.
Siri episode. Oh, we could Google, shall we?
Like, I wonder if that was, because I was thinking about that. I was like, I wonder if they're, like, that's like a thing that they've run into a lot, just being up there. And that there's like a
Siri, are there a lot of Swedish nightclubs in Vancouver?
Not necessarily nightclubs, just like Swedish population, silly goose. I don't think there's a lot of Swedish nightclubs anywhere, even in Sweden.
She's still recording what you're saying.
Oh, is that why she's confused?
Would you like me to search search the web for population. Philly, who's the closest nightclub? February or Evans? When she's still recording, what you're saying?
She's, because it says, Siri, are there a lot of Swedish nightclubs in Vancouver? Population, Silly Goose, the closest nightclub, February. She's still recording what you're saying.
Wow. Back to the original question. I think I was thinking about that. I think it's because they probably come across a lot of Swedes, and they probably just think it's funny. Cause...
No, I thought that what's-his-name's hair was awesome. He just needed to fix
Thorsten?
It.
Thorsten?
Yeah.
Thorsten?
It was just an excuse for them to use accents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But definitely. I do like that Gus fit in better in the Swedish bar than Sean did.
I love how he said he's on the fantasy floorball team.
The fantasy floorball team. Yes.
For bragging rights.
But not for money.
He would
just
be.
For bragging rights.
Yeah. I loved it when Lassie warmed up to the little dog, and he said, oh, cadaver dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, it likes dead bodies. Maybe it'll turn out to be a cadaver dog.
No, but it's still not as good as when he's chasing after it, yelling for Lassie.
Lassie, come back!
The false reality was kind of the part that was supposed to be, like, the comedic part, I think. That's where you get all the laughs from in this episode.
Well, I'm glad they had it, because otherwise, like, the Shul's shippers would be, like, flipping out the entire, like, mm-hmm. I think they would probably put Kleenex out of, like they would make Kleenex run out of Kleenex to give to people to sell at the stores. That didn't make sense at all.
Another potential sponsor, Kleenex.
Yeah. Kleenex would have gone, I don't know, a shortage. There would be a shortage of Kleenex. That is what I was looking for. There would be a shortage of Kleenex in the world if it had only been a Shul's emo episode, an emo Shul's episode.
I'm kind of distressed a little bit by some of the people being angry at Juliet right now.
They're angry at Juliet is ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
Obviously, anybody would be upset if there's this, like, huge lie.
It hasn't even been a day, but everyone's just like, I'm mad at her, and she, like, she needs to forgive him and all this stuff.
I'm really excited, though. I'm excited. They didn't wrap it up, and I didn't want them to yet.
Yeah.
No, she needs a lot. I mean, I would even go on a whole nother. I would go on to for the rest of the season, even though I know they'll probably wrap it up before that. But I mean,
ultimately, I want them to get
back together. She should not want to talk to him for a very long time.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I think she'll understand. Like, she will, when she's not mad, she'll be able to sit down and talk to him and realize why, and she'll know why he had to keep it from her. But I don't think that's something that you can come to that conclusion really fast, because she's more hurt right now than anything else. And I think I would be mad if it ended positively in that episode, like not in the dream and not in, like, reality.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely threw me for a loop, though. Like, I didn't realize it was the alternate reality.
That was tricky.
You thought it was going to be.
I was getting a little bit frustrated with Sean, though, because the only thing he thought he did wrong was giving the coat.
I know. I can't believe he said
so
that.
Mad.
Like he doesn't realize that she's mad. It's not because he gave her the coat. It's because he was lying to her, and so they're not letting him off the hook, which is really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or she's not letting him off the hook, I guess.
I loved what alternate Juliet said, and I hope that's what she says when they do wrap it up. That throughout the episode she could see that he was really good at what he did.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't think she's there now, but I hope she gets there.
That got me in the feels.
That got me in the feels.
Yeah. Like, and she like, you know, it got her in the feels. When she, like, clutched her pearls, you know, and I was like, no, you know. It was...
Because it is true. I mean, he's just really a really good cop. Because he's not phenomenal. Psychic. And we all know, as an audience, we know he's not psychic, so...
Yeah.
He is the best cop ever.
He's the best cop that does everything illegally.
Exactly.
He doesn't have like pesky rules that he has to go by.
Yeah, he doesn't have rules.
But what show isn't a show without, you know, a cop that breaks the
rules? I would love to see, like, a Sherlock Sean showdown, but Sherlock would win because he cares more. Sean would just give up if it got too hard.
I don't think Sean would give up. He's really
He would eventually, if it got too hard, he would just be like, oh, never mind, and, like, run away and, like,
he's never given up. He always, like, competes against, like, Lassiter all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lassiter's not Sherlock.
No, but if Sean and Sherlock went head to head, man, we need to get with what is it? The Nerd Machine is always tweeting stuff, you know, like, you know, today, like yesterday or something, there was like Chuck Bartowski versus Neo, like who's better at the Kung Fu or whatever,
yeah,
or the Judo or whatever. It should be like Sean Spencer versus, you know, Sherlock Holmes.
I'm so gonna tweet about this right now.
Do it, because I really do think that that's...
Have we not talked about this before? I thought we had talked about this before.
We have. It happens all the time.
I've not talked about this before.
but yeah, no, I don't know. It would be like, I think
Sherlock is such a sociopath, and like Sean likes everybody and wants to be friends with everybody. It would be a very interesting showdown.
That's true.
I'd like to see them work together on something.
They would be unstoppable.
That would be like a filmmaking dream come true.
Like,
we would have to go to Vancouver.
Nerds would flip out everywhere.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because I follow a lot of the Arrow writers, and one of the fan accounts, Green Arrow TV, they tweeted a couple weeks ago, you know, hey, Arrow fans, who would you like to see guest star on Arrow? So, of course, I said anyone from Doctor Who, specifically Matt Smith. And so a couple hours go by, and one of the executive producers of Arrow saw the tweet, and his response was Matt Smith. So The Arrow creators, they are Doctor Who fans, which is probably why they cast John Barrowman.
Oh, yeah, probably. And Alex Kingston as well.
Yeah. I love seeing crossovers like that.
I'm down for any of it. I think we lost
someone. I think Amanda has fallen and she can't get up.
Amanda!
But, no, like, I just think that all the shows in the world should just come together and be one ultimate television universe. I think that that's what should happen.
How do you propose we make that happen?
I don't know. We gotta talk to...
All the powers that be?
A wizard. You're a wizard, Harry.
The problem with Sherlock and Sean is that I don't think Sherlock would willingly work with somebody else.
Of course not.
And you saw Sean when it came to Declan. He was not doing so well.
No, not
he kind of buckles under pressure a little bit. Like, I think he secretly knows...
Sorry, guys!
He buckles under pressure really easily, but I think he secretly knows that he can beat Lassiter, so he doesn't really feel that threatened by him. But when there's any kind of threat, he just freaks out and starts acting like a baby.
So what did you guys think about Sean being almost run over by the semi?
I thought that was epic. It was one of the coolest effects that I've ever seen on Psych.
Were you having trouble keeping track of which was which?
Yes, I was.
Clearly, yes, but I mean...
The colors were so different, though.
They were, but you have to stop and think. Like, I had to stop and think about it. I was like, wait a second, where are we? Is this the real world? Or is this, you know, I, when the truck came, I was too busy thinking, oh my God, there's a truck, to go, oh, it's fake world or it's real world. So I was like, hold on a second, is he about to die?
I think that was the real world, though, if I remember correctly. Because he was by himself. He wasn't by himself at all in the...
That's true. They were at the happy little Bambi Woods, you know, and she was like, this would be the perfect place to
be proposed to.
And, like, all of the shul shippers in the world, like, collectively sighed dreamily.
They went the other way with that one, though. They were like, they wouldn't stop touching each other, and she was talking about marriage and, like, all the stuff that they don't do. It was too far the other direction.
That was, like, what kept me, the only thing, because my eye just adjusted to, like, the different colors, so I couldn't, the only way I knew was because Jules was being like, oh, I love you, Sean, and she's not normally like that.
Yeah.
Not being
in his head, like, it was his perfect world, so he, like...
Which is weird, because he has commitment issues, so why would he be like, oh, let's get engaged in my perfect world?
It was his subconscious.
Because what happened was so bad that he's, like, overcompensating and overcorrecting. Mm-hmm. But if it was, like, if it was really what happened, I don't think he would be like, yeah, okay, I'm ready to get married now.
Last week we were talking about where Sean was going to sleep after the fight, and I think someone said that he'd stay at Gus's and not go back to the psych office. Was it you, Stephanie?
Yeah, I figured he'd stay at Gus's. Gus would let him stay by himself, but he did let him leave, so.
Did you guys have any inclination that the girl was the killer?
I did. At the very beginning, like, when he's like, don't let her in, she's on drugs, like, in the taxi, I'm like, well, yeah, she's probably crazy. That's when I kind of was like, maybe this could be a twist, but I didn't like it. It was just an idea.
She was walking a bit like a zombie.
yeah. Well, my first thought is, like, doing a zombie episode.
Yes, do it.
I would be there. I would be first in line to watch that.
Why have they not done that yet?
They're waiting for the right moment.
Well, maybe they'll do it after the musical.
Yeah, they're waiting for the right moment. I mean, Lassie's already prepared.
Well, that'll be season 8, if that's the case.
Yeah, no, like, my thought was, you know, what would I do in that situation? I must be, like, a terrible person or something. But I if I saw something like that, like, if I saw a bloody woman, like, drunkenly staggering whatever through across the street, especially late at night, personally, I would not stop and help. I would call the police, and then I'm like, wait a second, you know, Sean is kind of like a cop, so of course he would stop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he was wrong to stop. I think that's definitely in his nature, too.
Right. But he's also like a cop person.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, but it's like getting out of a car in a horror movie and poking a werewolf with a stick. You know, poking a wolf with a stick, you know you're going to get bit.
She didn't look threatening. She was just walking like a zombie.
Yeah.
But she didn't look threatening.
Walking like a zombie, that's threatening now. She could be on bath salts.
You know who I loved in this episode was her employer, the mom of the kid, the lady who opened the door.
She was amazing.
She was on it the whole episode. I don't know what actor that was.
What up?
Hold on. Something is playing in my background.
A dance party.
Sorry. Some pop-up started playing something. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to look up the actress so we can give her a proper shout-out. But she was amazing.
That kid, when she's like, take your coat, and he grabbed that evidence bag by the corner, like, that was pretty awesome.
And she's like,
so
honey, funny. Blood out of it.
Put it in the laundry basket.
Oh, man, she was great.
Hey, this is super random. I missed the pineapple. I never missed the pineapple. Did you guys see it?
Maybe there's not pineapples in the real world. Was it in Woody's drink?
Probably.
I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't.
Long Island iced tea.
What's really awful is I watched Psych at my parents' house, and it was really hard to watch it there last night because so much was going on. But I missed the pineapple as well. I don't know where it was in that episode. And if that's the case, should there have been two pineapples? Would there be like
a deep,
angry, dark pineapple in the dark world and then a happy, smiling, sunshiny pineapple in the happy world?
I think we should talk about how...
I found the actress. Her name is Rose Abdu, and she played Mary Pasternak. So kudos to you, Miss Rose Abdu.
Yes.
Another fantastic Canadian actress.
Yeah.
Who we'll see in a bunch of other Canadian shows. Henry's kid gloves were not very good.
No, his kid gloves were way too tight. He just totally freaked out on Sean and made it all about him.
Just like Siri.
Yeah.
It's not about me. This is about you.
Jeffrey Tambor was so precious making the drink.
I was really surprised to see him.
I was too. I didn't know he was going to be in any more episodes.
I was excited that he was there.
And
I was happy that he was hanging out with Henry, and I was happy for that scene because I was happy that Sean actually did, like, talk to his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went over there just to talk to him, but then
right because when
he got yelled at.
when Henry asked him, you know, if he wanted to talk or whatever, and I was like, Sean's gonna say no, you know, like he always does. But then he was like, yeah, I do want to talk, and I was like, oh, he's gonna open up to Henry.
And then Henry, Sean,
yeah, which he deserved it.
It took Lloyd a really long time to get a beer from the kitchen.
Remember, he was, you know, deciding between lemon or lime or what was it?
Washing a cup. last week, Dexter asked me, he asked me if people were liking Jeffrey Tambor, and I said, yeah, I think so. Like, I didn't hear anything negative about him. I enjoy his performance on there.
I love him. He's so charming, like, that world, and kind of quiet and unassuming.
Kind of the opposite of Juliet's dad, so you'd think that her mom would marry, you know, kind of the polar opposite of what...
Yeah.
Right.
I'm enjoying Jeffrey Tambor.
Me as well. I like Jeffrey Tambor in general, but I think he fits the world really well.
I'm trying to think of any other specific moments in the episode. We talked about the Swedish bar scene and the floor ball and the gold dust and the biscotti.
Yeah, who puts gold dust in biscotti anyway?
Lassiter.
Of course. I got the pineapple.
You
There's
did?
Only one. It was on here. Let's see if I can get it. It's the girl's desk.
Oh.
See that
the,
little
the
guy?
The girl's desk.
Elon's. It was her desk at her job.
That's kind of tricky.
Yeah, that's like a really hidden pineapple, but there wasn't two.
I like the pineapples that jump out at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to look for them very hard.
Like the doorbell.
That was fun.
Yeah, the doorbell was great in the murder episode.
Or like the one that, well, that one looked like a grenade, and it was in Lassie's house, but apparently that was supposed to be a pineapple. That candle, it looked like a grenade. And it made more sense that it was a grenade. It made more sense that it was a grenade because it was in Lassie's house.
Right.
But it was actually a silver pineapple candle or something. I know, because I was like, well, the thing is you know, not to go on to another episode or whatever, but like, like when I first saw that, like, you know, why? Not when I first saw it, but like afterward, I was like, why would Lassie buy? If Lassie went to the store, Lassie would buy a grenade candle. Lassie went to the store, he would probably not buy a sparkly, glittery silver pineapple candle.
Maybe his mom's got it for him.
Maybe it was.
I feel like that was supposed to be a grenade and not a pineapple.
But I think that was the pineapple, though, wasn't it? That was one of the pineapples of the episode, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like that to me, I was just like, oh my gosh, Lassie has a grenade candle. I never thought of that as a pineapple.
I know in season 6, they did the text trivia where they would text you and they'd say, spot the pineapple, and they'd give you 3 options and you could reply. I wish they still did that. That was cool.
I won a study from season 6.
You won a what?
The Dow of Gus episode from guessing the pineapple. That was the first Snuggie I won.
You won a Snuggie.
Yeah.
That was the first Snuggie I won. I really have like 12 of them in my closet.
I could start a Snuggie con.
I have one every day of the week.
I just have one for me Snuggie. And a guest Snuggie. That's it.
Which I used when I was over there a few weeks ago.
Never have to wear one more than twice.
Exactly.
Stephanie, is it a Dalek on your shirt?
It is.
Yes.
Dalek.
The podcast people aren't going to be able to see her shirt.
No, I know. No. Just like they won't be able to see Amanda holding the phone up and saying, here's the pineapple.
Oh, no. Well, I explained it.
But we'll keep the video on YouTube. We'll just keep it on there so people can watch it.
That's awesome.
I can wear the shirt when we do Doctor Who.
Okay.
That'll be more appropriate.
I'm wearing my Psych 100th episode shirt.
Yay!
I haven't unfolded mine because I'll never be able to fold it back as pretty as they have it folded.
I unfolded it and I can fit 7 of me inside that shirt. Or 7, as we learned last week, 7 Woodies, because I have the same body.
That's so wrong.
So Amanda, did you listen to
really
our review last week?
It is
did
really
listen
wrong.
To your review
of Psych last week?
No, I didn't get a chance to do it.
What's wrong with you? You're the reason we're not at 100 yet.
I'm sorry. I'm here for this one.
All right.
Well, it's good to have you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Wait, what's happening? I mean, we could expand on
well,
little last
really video. Awkward, sorry.
Yeah,
I want that puppy.
I loved that.
Yeah, we barely touched on Lassie Jr.
That Sean was promoting puppy adoption because I know that he and Maggie promote that in real life, and Maggie's tweeting a lot about animal
shelters. So does Tim. So does Tim, because that's where he got Lucy.
I think it's super cool that they were able to incorporate that into an episode.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny the last he was saying that he would get like a
shepherd.
We were talking about names last week, and he said he would name his kid like a man's name, and he's like, I would get a man's dog, you know, like a shepherd. Or
not
something.
One that's gonna step on its ears. But that dog was adorable.
That dog wins at everything.
So yes. Cute.
I wanna like hug that dog.
I thought it was
cute. Well, we were wrong about the writer of this episode. Well, I was wrong about the writer of this episode.
Yeah, we blame you.
I couldn't find it. It didn't say.
That is why we are not at 100 listens yet, because of you and getting it wrong.
This episode?
It was Carlos Jacot wrote this episode.
Nice. And who's your friend that edited the episode?
Her name is Kelly Storyvesen. I don't know her well, but she worked on Grey's Anatomy when I was there, and then she was kind of doing both. I think she was doing both shows. I think she's worked on Psych for several years now. She was like, she's an assistant editor, and I'm assuming she edited that one because David Crabtree directed it. So, but that was a pretty impressive like one to do, because that was pretty complicated.
That was probably the most complicated Psych edit to date.
Yeah, and it kind of made me sit back and think about how much like work I have left to do to like be at that level, you know? Like if that's her first episode, I think it's the first one she's done. If that's the first one she's done, I couldn't have pulled that off at this point in my life. So
listeners who don't know us personally, Stephanie is currently an editor.
I'm currently working on a web series that was just funded by Kickstarter called Sweethearts of the Galaxy. So
what is that?
That's fun.
That's the one that's directed by my friend Dexter, who's one of the editors on Psych.
Nice. Fabulous.
Who should be doing the next episode, I believe.
Woo!
Although I'm not sure if he's older anymore, because I know he did part of the musical, so I don't know if they, and they might be doing them out of order now, because they do every third episode.
So do we know what the episode is called next week?
We do. It's your episode, Lauren.
Juliet, where's the pantsuit?
Yep.
Yep.
Which I cosplayed last year when I met both of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without even knowing, though.
That's true. I didn't know.
So that's the one next week.
Which is written by...
Don't trust Stephanie with this.
No, this is the one written by Britt.
Yeah.
Are we trusting Stephanie with this information?
Well, I'm not the one that came up with this information, so...
Yeah, Britt Hilgers, this is her episode, and she has agreed to be interviewed for our podcast.
Huzzah!
And so I think we'll probably interview her after the episode airs so that we can ask her really episode-specific questions. So listeners, tweet us your questions this week for Psych Writer Britt before the episode, during the episode, after the episode, and we will ask her in person, and we will shout out your question over the podcast when we record live next Thursday.
Huzzah!
It looks like Christy Swanson might be making an appearance in this next episode as well.
Ooh.
Maybe a little girl counseling.
You know you can't trust me, so.
I know I can't trust you, because... But that would make me very happy.
Yeah, yeah. It's they're under... Yeah, it's listed on IMDb, so.
Do we have an episode description yet?
The 30-second promo looked like a single white female type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Since Juliet has asked Sean to leave, she's getting a roommate.
Oh.
That she got off Craigslist or something.
Yeah, she got a Craigslist / murder roommate
before him.
What was that, Amanda?
She didn't have a roommate before Sean.
No, she didn't.
But now she needs a roommate.
But they moved into a new place.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Didn't they? No, she was already living there. I don't know.
No, I thought he moved in with her.
Yeah, he did. You're right. But I think it's probably just to punish him.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's all I know. Without finding out any spoilers, which I'm not gonna do.
No.
So kind of a new roommate situation for Juliet with the single white female theme.
Yes. All
right. How annoying would that be to like have to move in and then move right back out?
I know, he just moved in.
It's his fault, but just how annoying would that be?
And I was thinking about that. They just finally broke that level of moving in, and now he's moving out.
And
I thought about that too, because living in LA or any kind of city where like it's hard to find places to live, like I wouldn't move. I would be like him. I'm like, no. I think we should rethink this.
Never.
It's really hard to find places to live. So I'm sure Santa Barbara in their world is it's easier, and he's been living in the back of a laundromat or whatever, and he can find a place to live, but that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, no, he has to move again. That's horrible.
Can he go live with Lassie and Marlo now, since they let Lassie and Marlo live with them for a while?
No.
Have we ever
seen... Vaughn would drive him crazy.
Have we ever seen Gus's apartment? Yes, we did, when he was like...
In Las Vegas? Hey, that guy has a nice TV.
He has a nice apartment.
You go to... What does he say? Like, you... He says something.
This guy has jelly beans.
This guy's got jelly beans.
Or taffy. What was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was taffy. It was like, they just shot that guy's TV.
And then he starts laughing.
I love that. I love that episode.
To date, Last Night Gus is top 5.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
For me. I love
Last Night. Did you say you liked last week's better than Last Night Gus, or no?
Last week's?
Yeah.
That is really hard.
Take your time. Think it over.
That's like one of the hardest. Like, wait, are they both top five? I guess they're both top five. But as far as which one I like better, I don't even know, because I really liked the Hangover-esque action with all the guys in Last Night Gus, which we didn't quite get as much as I would have liked in the wedding episode, just because they covered everything. So, but y'all know, like, how hardcore of a Carlo shipper that I am, so I was very happy with last week's episode.
They're in two different boats.
They're in very two different boats. It's like one is like a tugboat, and the other one is like a, you know, an ocean
line.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if Lassie and Marlo are going to go on a honeymoon.
Well, he went right back to work. Didn't he go right back to work?
His wedding. He worked at his wedding.
He worked at his wedding.
He never stopped working.
He's going to work on their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. If they have one.
Where would they even go?
That would be a great episode.
Alcatraz.
Like a murder.
Alcatraz.
That's a good one. They would.
That'd be a great episode. Like, after Sean and Juliet get back together, then Marlo and Lassiter go on their honeymoon, and Sean and Juliet end up there too, and then there's some sort of crime. That'd be fun.
Some sort of crime. I always think of Rachel Lee Cook whenever somebody says crime, the way she says, I solve crimes. It always makes me smile.
They would, you know how people, like, I guess they have, like, you know, their haunted trips where they go to all the different, like, haunted places. Like, Lassie would go to all the different, you know, prisons or the Civil War sites, or...
It's like an all-day prison tour of California.
He would probably just take her to Old Sonora.
That would be an awful honeymoon. Let's go to Old Sonora.
But she loves him so much, she would...
It would. It'd be awful.
She'd grin and bear.
I would punch him again if I was Marlo. I'd be like, hold up, take me somewhere nicer than Old Sonora.
Something I thought...
Her fair share in prison.
Can he take her to Dual Spires?
The Cinnamon Festival?
Yes.
It's probably not time for the Cinnamon Festival.
You just crushed all my hopes and dreams. Now...
I'm sure that's how Marlo feels about not being able to go to the Cinnamon Festival.
It's like, exactly. Honey, where would you rather go for our honeymoon? Old Sonora?
Or Alcatraz?
Dual Spires? Or Alcatraz? Oh,
I don't think she's going to want to go to Alcatraz. She just got out of jail, guys.
That's true. That is a very good point, Stephanie.
She just spent 6 to 8 months in jail.
Lassie's not that heartless. He wouldn't take her to Alcatraz. He wouldn't take her back to prison for her honeymoon.
I think he would.
He would... No.
No, he loves her. He wouldn't take her to Alcatraz.
He'd take her to the NRA convention.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Even though she'd have to get clearance from her parole officer, though, to be at a gun convention.
Well, wait.
She could put on the Smith & Wesson.
She probably can't.
Ankle holsters.
The Tupperware ankle thing. No, you know what? That brings up a good point. She probably can't leave anywhere. She can't go anywhere right now. She probably can't leave. That's
why. She has her 90-day or her 60-day or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she probably can't leave right now, so they can't go on a honeymoon yet.
Yeah, they can't go to, like, wine tasting because she's not supposed to drink alcohol.
They so, can't go anywhere.
They're going to go eat Laura's cotton candy.
It's going to work out. Like, it's going to take them, like, a month or so to get back together, Sean and Jules. They could definitely, like, end up in the same place and solve a crime together.
Yeah, another vacation, another, like,
Lover's Retreat. Yeah, Lover's Retreat.
I'm down with it.
So do we know of other guest stars lined up for this season?
Other than the regulars. Yeah, I don't. I haven't really heard that much about the season, to be honest.
Let's see.
You laughing at me?
No, I'm just laughing because it's been, like, forever since we heard about anything about the show.
I know, because I feel like since they waited so long to air them that it's, like, they always, like, for season 6, they had those little promos with all of the guest stars and, you know, like, the names and, like, oh, we have all these people coming up. And this one, they're just like, hey, here are the episodes. Shut your mouth.
No, they promoted it really big for the Clue episode. They were really excited about all those people. Which episode is the, what's that guy's name from Anchorman. Rob Corddry? Rob, how do you say his last name?
Rob Corddry's going to be on?
Isn't he? Because I remember a tweet about him. Or am I losing my mind? Am I crazy?
Here, I pulled up the promo video. Sybil Shepherd is back.
Well, we've already seen Sybil Shepherd, and we've already seen...
And then it just had everyone from the Clue episode, and then Christy Swanson. So that's all for the video so far.
I don't see him listed. There's an episode 14. It's called No Trout About It, which is amazing.
No Trout About It. I can't wait for the Office Space episode.
That is number 11.
For Psych?
Yeah.
Awesome.
There's Juliet Wears a Pantsuit, Santa Barbarian, Office Space, Dead Air, Nip and Suck It, No Trout About It, and then the musical, which has no air date.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, I think they're going to hold it for a while.
Do we know if it's longer than 40 minutes?
It's 2 hours, right?
It's a double episode.
Nice.
2 hours? Wow.
All right, well, let's close with our final thoughts about the episode. I really enjoyed the split screen action. I love some of the stunts and the effects and the edits. And of course, even though we want Sean and Juliet to get back together, I think we can all agree that it needs time for Juliet to heal and talk to Sean about it. So it's hard, but I'm glad that they are not back together yet.
Agreed.
Agreed. All the way. Agreed all the way. I'm really happy that they didn't wrap it up, like, in the same episode.
Yeah, I mean, they can't let him off the hook that easily. And I don't think that they should get back together until he realizes why she's mad, other than he gave her the coat.
Yeah, when mm-hmm. he realizes that he lied instead of he gave her the jacket.
And he was still kind of being, like, a little bit, like, bratty to her when he was still pretending to have his vision. Mm-hmm. At first he said don't tell anybody, and then he still pretended to have his visions and would give her those looks, you know, and like,
yeah, that was interesting because now we get to see it through Juliet's eyes watching him.
Like, I think that's like how they're gonna get back together, because she's gonna become impressed with like his abilities
to remember things or see things, you know, like, work in his mind. And
the stuff that he can figure out is still incredible, and it's still, you know.
Yeah, because
now she can see him for, like, who he really is and not. Yeah.
I think it would be cool if he would, like, start telling her, like, all the tricks that he finds. Like, oh, I realized this because I saw this ticket, or I found this. It would be really fun for him to start, like, explaining.
He's going to teach Juliet to be super observant.
That'd be fun.
This is how you look at things. Oh, I think that they went back to the original Psych vision, though, after we talked about that.
I noticed that.
We were all hyped about it last week, and then they went back to the original one.
They found
back to the effect.
They found the disc that the sound effects were stored on.
Rehired.
I wonder why they went back. That's so unusual.
Right, like what made it different in the wedding episode?
Because it was, well, no, well, it wasn't just the wedding episode. It was, it's been like the whole season.
And maybe I'll tweet the PsychWrite's Twitter account and ask.
Yeah, that I thought that was interesting because I don't know if it was because he was like, I was like, oh, he's hit on the head, so he can't see things. It's like
his finger to temple thing is broken again.
Yes. My finger to eyebrow device is broken.
Yeah, you, I like you kind of shook it out after the.
I loved that when he was like.
It was a little bit like, hey, don't give her attitude, but then I laughed because he was like shaking out his finger to eyebrow device because it was cramped or something. I don't know, but it made me laugh.
I'm really sad that Lassie wasn't the one that gave Sean the bruise.
I told you he didn't hit her. She wouldn't tell. Because even though she's hurt, she still really loves him, and she wouldn't she wouldn't tell.
I know. I want him to find out, though.
Maybe at some point, Juliet is going to make Sean come clean with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want that to happen.
But they can't yet, because then what will the show be?
It's going to be the very last episode.
It doesn't have to be. I mean... A show that I don't think any of you watch, but like Dexter, they did some stuff with a whole season left to go.
Oh, Dexter was such a cliffhanger.
So I think it doesn't have to be the last episode. It has to be after they're back together and solid again. So
It won't be. It can't be the last episode because we need to have a closure, and that wouldn't be closure.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be closure.
Wait a second. You're like, wait, no.
I have an idea. I have a prediction. Maybe that'll be Juliet's stipulation. I will explore my relationship with you again if you come clean with everyone.
Oh, man.
And then he'll have to decide, maybe a whole episode and a half, and then he'll have to pick Juliet.
Yeah, but my brain just completely shut down. That was so weird. I got nothing. My brain device is broken. I don't think she would make him tell.
You don't?
No.
Ever?
I don't know.
I don't think she would make him.
I think she's going to get frustrated with him having all this vision stuff, so she would probably make him.
I think at some point, someone's going to realize she's, like, glaring at him when he's doing, you know? Like, why are you giving him that look, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think she's just going to end up, like, kind of falling for him all over again when she just, like I was saying before, with his, just, like, the skills that he has.
Like, it's like they're starting over and she's falling for actual Sean, not psychic Sean.
Yeah, of course she's mad now. It's been, like, it was just been, like, a couple of days, and so she's glaring at him, but I think she's going to just kind of ignore him for a while and then just kind of look at him for, like, who he is.
What happens between, like, Juliet and Gus? Like, does she think that Gus knows? Is she mad at Gus for lying to her, too?
Ooh.
Yeah, that hasn't even been brought up yet. Because, yeah, she probably knows that Gus would know. Yeah. She'd have to know that, I think.
Yeah, and then that means Henry was lying to them, too.
Oh, yeah, she'll figure out that everyone knows. I think that'll make her feel even... like more stupid for a while, and then
dang it, Sean! Look what you've done.
I'm very curious to see how she forgives him. But nobody should be mad at Juliet because she has every right to be angry.
Definitely. Right, exactly.
I feel like people that are mad at Juliet should stop watching the show.
Stop right now.
Because they don't get it. It's clear. It's clear they don't get it. Oh, that was crazy.
So essentially, this episode left us with way more questions and theories than it did answers.
What is this, Lost?
It is.
J.J. Abrams behind this.
But yes, you're right. Definitely way more questions. But I liked how they left it. That was a very tricky little twist at the end.
That was such a twist.
Not the right word that I'm looking for is not filler episode, but this is like the Empire Strikes Back of the trilogy. It's like it's preparing you for what's to come. Mm-hmm. It's
necessary.
That's so funny because they just said that Joss Whedon's Avengers 2 was going to be like the Empire Strikes Back of the Avengers series.
Oh, and Star Trek is like the Empire Strikes Back of the Star Trek series.
Every number two can't be the Empire Strikes Back.
It's like
Iron Man wasn't.
It's preparing you for what's to come. Like it's
that's
why it leaves you with lots of questions and more theories, and nothing really gets wrapped up, you know?
Yeah.
It leaves
kind
you
hanging and it's reaction
to be there. Yeah.
They're doing a lot more character type development this season and last season than they have in the past, like
I love that.
More kind of one offs, and this is just sort of like, you know, ongoing storylines, which I really like.
I like it too.
I like it too.
I love the character development.
I bet the Mentalist doesn't do that.
What? What's the Mentalist? Well, ladies, it was great podcasting with you, as always.
Yay!
It was awesome. Thank you for letting us join you again.
I actually want to bring up one thing before we go.
Okay.
And that was Sean's idea of having a wedding, like the November Rain video. Up in two, but not including the funeral. And I thought that was like one of the greatest lines of the episode. Yeah. I love that.
Some good Sean and Shul's moment. I love when they were singing to each other in the taxi.
Oh my god.
And they wanted to hold hands and scratch bellies.
They're what like was little puppies. Good night, sweet jewels.
Yeah.
Precious.
I had to get the November Rain shout out in there before we go.
That's awesome. Any other shout outs? I think Eraser was mentioned.
Yeah. Animotion.
Those Swedish shoes?
Kjellins.
Yeah. The shoes.
What did he say?
I'm Helen for Kjellin.
I'm Helen for Kjellin. She's like dying and he compares his shoe size with her.
Wow, I've way underestimated that.
I thought he was looking for a clue or something. I thought he saw something.
No, he just wanted those shoes.
Like he wanted those gelins.
I think your mild concussions has just been upgraded to severe.
I will say that I have been enjoying that everyone has been in every of these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Chief Vick has some good moments in this episode.
Like Chief Vick.
We didn't even talk about how she touched Sean's head when he was in the office.
Yeah.
And like her pashmina. When has she ever worn a pashmina in the office?
Never.
I'm so cold in here.
Only when she's in her office and you don't see her doing it.
But then she had it on later when she was making tea for Sean.
And she walked out with it wrapped around her.
I just imagine, like, I imagine Juliet just, like, sneaking it back in there one in the afternoon when, like, Chief went to the bathroom and all of a sudden she's like, I gotta return that pashmina.
What would have been even better if it had been Woody's?
Oh, speaking of Woody, I loved in the opening morgue scene, Woody and Chiefic were talking, and then Woody said something like, there goes the moment.
Just when we were getting to know each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's such a player.
He really is. He's a little klepto player.
So what happened to Wendy?
Big Wendy, and then what's the other woman's name? The Marlowe's
Ursula.
Ursula, yeah.
Big Wendy probably got arrested again. Oh, Big Wendy and Ursula probably got into a fight. Over Woody.
Ursula probably put Big Wendy back in jail because she was her parole officer, too.
There you go.
No, she wasn't because she said when she answers the phone, she's
like, it was Trinise or something.
Yeah, she asked me, what you want, Trinise?
Yeah, something like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, big shout out to Kurt Fuller and Kristen Nelson.
Yes. I love it that all of them have had a little bit of.
They're doing a really good job with Woody, because, like, a little Woody goes a long way, and he just makes the most of, like, every scene he's in. And he kind of has this way of, like, oh, he was only in, like, two scenes, but you feel like he was
Stephanie,
in.
Stephanie, you need to tweet that to Kurt Fuller, a little Woody goes a long way.
I will retweet the shit out of that.
Please do.
I didn't even realize how that sounded. It's not the size of the Woody. It's how you use it.
You can make so many exactly. Woody puns.
And he makes good, he makes good use of his time on screen.
He does.
Sometimes really I feel like he's been in more than just like, you know, he's like in two scenes, but you feel like he's been in like more, way more of the episode. He just has like a presence.
And, well, and you know. Definitely remember him. Everything he does, you remember it. Because mm-hmm. you're like, what? You know?
Ah, Kurt Fuller.
I hope he's in next week's episode because I always have something to say about Kurt Fuller.
No, I love Kurt Fuller.
Amanda, you missed it last week. We were talking about how all the guys, you know, really dressed up for the wedding. Except for Woody, who came down the escalator and hit the rope.
Yes. It was so funny.
And then Stephanie started comparing herself to Woody.
I said that actually that's about what I look like without a shirt on. Minus the hair. And it just sort of went from there. It didn't get any better from that point on.
A little bit of Woody goes a long way.
Which, speaking of,
was Chief Vic wearing a, like, the baseball team jacket?
Yeah.
What are they called? The Seahawks or something?
Yep, I wondered about that.
We are now at 97 plays.
Ooh, three more, people.
Man, your grandma should go to sleep, Lacey.
I know. Let me text you right now. Grandma, go to bed.
I know for a fact that my parents haven't watched it yet because my brother just moved back from Israel and my mom is bringing him back with his lady.
Israel.
Got into the country. Let's all give a cheer for my sister-in-law who's now in the country.
All right, well, I'm going to close out the podcast. So.
Okay.
Good night, Twitterverse. Good night, YouTubeverse. Good night, Google Hangout.
Good night, Grandma.
Tune in next week.
Good night, Lacey's Grandma.
Juliet, where's the pantsuit?
Yep.
Directed by Jennifer Lynch, by the way.
So we got a Jen Lynch, Bryn Hilgers combo coming up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Fierce.
It's girl
gonna
power.
Be, it's going to be fierce.
It's going to be fierce.
It is going to be fierce.
So stay tuned.
Thanks for tuning in, fantastic listeners. We had so much fun reviewing this episode. There were some great nuggets and some great one-liners. As always, we are very impressed and satisfied by any and all Kurt Fuller performances. As we mentioned, next week's episode is entitled Juliet Wears the Pantsuit. Apparently, Juliet will search for a roommate. And it will be kind of a single white female situation. The episode was written by Britt Hilgers. This is her first episode that she's written for Psych. It's also directed by Jennifer Lynch, who also directed the Cirque episode. So it should be fun. If you have any questions for Britt, you can email those to us at fanpodcast@gmail.com. Or at any time, you can tweet us at fanfp on Twitter. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to see the live webcast video, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is YouTube/Fancastic Fan Podcast, and you can put names to faces and faces to names. This week we had Lacey. You can tweet her at Frankenstein. We had Stephanie Goldstein, who is Steffers RG on Twitter. We had Amanda.